Skin, written by Liam Brown and read by Jamie Barbakoff.
For my mother, who carried me first, who carries me still. Emergency alerts. Emergency alert. Citizens, following the recent spell of disruption, we can confirm a large-scale relief effort is now in progress. Normal electricity, water, and internet supplies have resumed. Detailed information pertaining to your safety and health following the outbreak of PH1N2C virus, Cebu flu, is expected imminently. In the meantime, the Ministry for Health recommend that you 1. Avoid all physical contact with livestock, pets, and people. 2. Minimize exposure to others, even if they appear well. 3. Stay indoors. Keep doors and windows sealed. 4. Remember to wash your hands regularly. 5. Stay calm and await further instructions. Thank you for your cooperation and patience during this difficult time. Part 1, Chapter 1. It's hard to think of you as anything other than an egg. I'm sorry about that. I know some women like to imagine their donations as babies in waiting. Or else picture a near-future nirvana, where ruddy-cheeked, dimple-bottomed sons or daughters sit bouncing contentedly on their knees, eyes shimmering, immune systems fully functioning. But try as I might, I just can't buy it. It's been 5 years since my lap has been used as anything other than a cradle for my computer. I'm not expecting that to change anytime soon, either for me or anyone else on the program. And so I refuse to get sentimental about you, dear egg. As far as I'm concerned, your fate is to sit frozen on the shelves of some distant laboratory for an indeterminate eternity, lined up amongst a million other hopeful samples. Mislabeled, maybe. Forgotten. Lost. Or perhaps, if you're really lucky, to be meddled with by some anonymous scientist. Your DNA decoded, mapped and modified as they attempt to edit out the harmful mutations and save the species. And then, a few weeks later, when they inevitably discover that it hasn't worked, that your life is unviable, they'll simply scrape you away like yesterday's omelette, down the pan with all the others, off to the incinerator, flushed out to sea. Still, as cynical as I am about your prospects as a miracle, I nevertheless acquiesce to do my biannual bit for humanity, just like every other woman of childbearing age. I nod, and I smile as I wedge myself into the tiny quarantine tent that constitutes our front porch, while a government gynecologist offers pinch-nosed platitudes through their scratchy respirator.
You're a superstar for agreeing to do this, Mrs. Allen. You're really helping to build a brighter tomorrow, Angela.
Sure thing, Doc, I say, gritting my teeth like a trooper as a stranger in a hazmat suit and breathing apparatus goes to work between my legs, prodding at my reproductive organs nervously, as if defusing a weapon of mass destruction. Which I suppose, in a funny way, is precisely what I am now. We all are. Of course, I'm never really relaxed about the procedure, even after the local anaesthetic and a mild sedative. Despite the dust extraction unit running full blast and both of us clad in protective gear, it is still exceedingly risky. Every minute of every day, the average human sheds between 30 and 40,000 dead skin cells, a sort of invisible aura that follows us around. It would only take a single stray airborne particle to make its way into my suit, or, heaven forbid, into the house. Well, you know the rest. Anyway, now that the doctor has left for her next appointment, I'm stuck here for at least 4 hours while I wait for the drugs to wear off and the red light above the quarantine door to blink green. As ever, I note that Colin doesn't have to endure any of this physical discomfort or inconvenience. No. When it's time for my darling husband to proffer his donation, it's simply a case of tossing a sparsely filled sample cup into the quarantine area before sloping back to his living quarters to carry on with his work. Or whatever else it is he fills his time with these days. Which, if the muffled grunts and groans that occasionally escape through the walls are anything to go by, mostly seems to be rehearsing for precisely these visits.